club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Hello, bonjour, or should I say hola? That's right, today's episode is Spanish themed as I look into the upcoming La Liga season. Premier League and Bundesliga are underway. Spanish League kicks off next week. In this episode, I'll be giving my La Liga predictions on the league winner, relegation, and a few other categories. Right, so we'll start off with who I think will win the league. So I'm going to go for the obvious pick here, Real Madrid, the current La Liga champions, current European champions, and I'm going to back them to win it again. A lot of their squad is the wrong side of 30, and even probably their top stars are the wrong side of 35 as well, but they're a settled group. They've had a couple of names come in, but I don't think that starting 11 is going to massively change. And I still think they've got the best squad in the league, the best manager in the league. And these older players, they've still got 1 or 2 years left of greatness. And I can't see them being knocked off their perch by anyone else. And making up the top four, I think it'll be Barcelona, Atletico Madrid and Sevilla. Very predictable, very cliche to bat these, but pretty much in the last decade, this has been the top four sides in Spain. And when Sevilla haven't qualified for the Champions League through the league, they've tended to do it anyway via Europa League. And yeah, I think these four are still definitely the strongest sides in the league. Barcelona are an interesting one because there's obviously a lot of issues off the pitch at the minute, which has been well documented. A lot of people taking the mick out of them, a lot of memes. But at the end of the day, if they can get some of these players registered and play them, they've got a top team there. And they do look decent under Xavi. I think Xavi looks like a really good up-and-coming manager. Historically, I can't remember the last time Barcelona didn't finish in the top four. And yeah, I think it's going to be much of the same. They're probably going to be in second. And then it'll be Atletico Madrid and Sevilla fighting it out for those third and fourth spots. Atletico, I think, are coming to the end of their cycle. But they're still going to be too good for the other challengers for me. And Sevilla, they've lost their centre-back pairing, Diego Carlos and Jules Koundé. But they always seem to find a way of replacing their stars. And I've got no doubt they can do it again. And these two sides both got top managers as well in Simeone and Lopetegui. Now, looking at the other end of the table, who do I think will get relegated? I think it will be Rayo Vallecano, Girona and Real Mallorca. I've gone with one promoted side and two sides which I think will suffer from that ill-fated second season syndrome. First up, Girona. They've just been promoted. To me, they look the weakest of the sides coming up from Segunda. They just about scraped into the playoffs last year. I think it was on their head-to-head record with the team below them in the end. And they didn't have it all their own way in the playoffs either. A couple of games went to extra time and yeah, it was a bit of a struggle to get through. And looking at the names in that squad, doesn't look like an La Liga level quality squad to me. So I think they'll be rock bottom. In terms of the other two, so you've got Rayo Vallecano. They had a very good season last year. They did end it in very poor form, especially in those last 5 or 6 games. Their main threat for goals is probably still Radamel Falcao. And you know, back in the day, he was a very, very, very good striker. He's getting on now. He's 36 years old. You cannot be relying on him, one, to score you goals, but even to stay fit and give you 30 games a season. I think you're going to struggle there. So I just don't think they score enough goals to stay up. And then I also think Real Mallorca is going to go down. This is one who you were thinking they were going to go down last year. They were in the bottom three for much of it. But then they had that good run at the end of the season, which meant they just scraped over the line and managed to stay up. And they're a bit of a yo-yo club as well. So last season, the first time in 5 years that they haven't either been promoted or relegated, which is a bit of a mad stat, really. It's given the likes of Fulham and Norwich a run for their money. So it's actually a bit unusual for Real Mallorca to stay in the same division. And yeah, I think it'll go back to the norm here and they'll get relegated this season. Got a few player predictions as well. So first of all, top scorer. I think a lot of people are going to be backing this guy. It is Robert Lewandowski. Still one of the best players in the world for me. And the guy just bags tons of goals. Some people say Bundesliga is a weak league and Bundesliga attacks, but some of these defences in the Liga, especially near the bottom of the table, were very, very leaky. And I can see him hitting similar levels of numbers at Barcelona that he did at Bayern. So, yeah, I'm expecting him to be good for 30 goals this season. Player of the season, I'm going to go with Lewandowski's teammate, Rafinha. I really rate Rafinha very highly. Really liked him at Leeds. And when we were linked with him, I was very happy. And yeah, I wish he had joined Arsenal instead of going to Barcelona. But yeah, he was just levels above his teammates when he was at Leeds. And he's already shown playing with Brazil. He can step up when he plays with the better players. I think he's going to start the season on fire. He's going to want to get into that starting lineup for Brazil at the World Cup. And yeah, Barcelona are going to be very reliant on him for creativity, especially if Frankie de Jong leaves. Young player of the season. It's another young player of the season. I'm going to go for a guy that impressed a lot last season for Real Madrid. He was often a bench player, but when he did come on, he changed the game a lot, especially in Europe. And that is Eduard Camavinga. Now, this guy still is one of the highest rated midfielders in the world. And yeah, he's going to be very good this season. I think he's just changed shirt number as well. And I think he's going to get a lot more starting minutes with Luka Modric and Toni Kroos's age. And you can see he's a very important player for Real Madrid. So I think in terms of young players, he's going to be the standout this season. Then the one to watch, I have gone with Umar Sadiq of Almeria. This guy's been hyped up for quite a while, or he certainly was a few years ago, back when he was at Roma. Very highly rated. But then it didn't really work out for him. He had quite a few loan spells. He had one at Rangers at one point. None of them really worked out until he's finally settled down and gone to Almeria. Very good last couple of years in terms of goals scored. And it will do well in a counter-attacking side. And I think being a promoted side coming up, they're going to be under a lot of pressure. And that's going to suit him on the counter-attack. It's not actually a guarantee he ends the window at Almeria, though, because I've seen he's been linked with a few different clubs in Spain. So, yeah, he could be on this list, but for a different club. But, yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on. And then finally, my hot take. So my hot take for La Liga this season is Manuel Pellegrini will not last the season at Real Betis. And normally when you say that about a manager, you're saying that they're going to get sacked. But I don't think that is the case with Pellegrini. He's done a very good job. I cannot remember the last time Real Betis have been as relevant and as good as since he's taken charge. He's won them a cup as well. But despite his age, being late 60s, I think when some big vacancies come up in Europe, I think he will be linked with them. And I think he will take one of those jobs. He obviously had the City job. He had the Real Madrid job a while ago. And I think he will want one last crack at a top European side before he retires. And yeah, I think he's going to be linked with them. And yeah, I think that he will part ways with Batiste before the season's over. And that rounds off this episode. Let us know your thoughts on the upcoming La Liga season on our socials. And of course, remember to keep it.